Well, there's a verse in the Bible that actually stimulated the name of this church, Family Bible Church. And it was found in Ephesians chapter 2. So if you'll turn there with me, Ephesians chapter 2, one of the things that Paul is conveying to the church at Ephesus is that you were once not even a part of all of this, but now you've become a part of the family of God. And it's a great passage in the sense that he writes in chapter 2, verse 12, remember that you were at the time separate from Christ, excluded from the commonwealth of Israel. See the passage? So there was a time where you weren't really a part of this, but God was going to reconcile into one body. And he writes this in verse 16, that he might reconcile them both in one body through the cross by having put to death the enmity, and he came and preached peace to you who were far away and peace to those who were near. And through him we both have our access in one spirit to the Father. So then, verse 19 is the conclusion, you're no longer strangers and aliens. So thank goodness you guys are not just strangers and aliens. But we are actually fellow citizens with the saints. And, as the end of the verse says, God's household. Family of God. We're part of the family of God. Having been built upon the apostles, the prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole building being fitted together, growing into a holy temple of the Lord, in whom you're being built together as a dwelling of God in the Spirit. Actually, dwelling of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 19, Paul writes at the end, greet heartily in the Lord the church that is in their house. And for many years, the church just met in a home, a house. God was sending us a message. And the message is that this is not a building, it's not an organization, it's not an institution, it's a home. And may this always be the family of God. And as tried to emphasize in the first service, you're the building, and we want to keep it that way. So, but the Lord has laid upon our hearts that we've actually had some visitors saying, you need to build a building. So, you know, by the time a visitor has to tell you, you're realizing that maybe you weren't getting the message. So God just starts sending people to tell you after a while. But certainly the Lord has stirred within our hearts, and there was unity in spirit when we gathered together this past week. And we just feel like it's time. The Lord just seems to solidify in our minds and our hearts, this is the time to do it. And there are reasons why we decided this. And here again, it's not just logistics, even though we know that certain rooms are getting a little bit more crowded. But there are other factors that are involved. And I'm going to ask the men to come up and just share, not repeating necessarily what you said before, but just how the Lord is leading your heart and how you know that this is Him. So who you want to go first?
Sure.
You're the brave one.
I'll go first. I don't know about all that, but I'll go first.
All right. And humble.
What I had mentioned first service was really about, as Pastor Garrett said, so many different ones the Lord has brought in. And in addition to bringing so many in that have been seeking truth, we've watched the Spirit begin to burden and put upon different ones' hearts that they felt like this was the time. And I can't even count how many different ones I know I've had conversations with and all of us have that the Lord's been stirring your hearts and been putting it on your hearts that maybe this is the time for something. And I think for us, the why has always been very important. Why would we begin to do this? And as Pastor Gary said, not logistical reasons. What encourages me is that it's been the Lord doing a work in our hearts about this, and that we would do it because there are so many that are wanting to earnestly seek after the things of the Lord and are very serious about pursuing that relationship. And the unity that Pastor Gary mentioned, not only with the four of us, but really feel like within the body the Lord's been stirring this and causing us to, you know, we come to this point, and I don't think it's probably shocking to many of you that we feel this way. And that's really the Lord, I believe, preparing all of our hearts for this time, and that we would want to do it for the right reason, that it's not just because of fire codes or anything like that. It's because the Lord has brought in more family that want to pursue Him. And so that excites me. And that just reaffirms to me that it's time.
Yeah, we've been feeling for a while that the need was going to arise relatively quickly, to need not just more space, but also the ability to better serve the people who are coming into the body, because it's not as simple as just building a large room and put everybody in it. But one of the things that I really appreciated about this body when we first came was the focus on not just preaching God's word, but also the discipling of individuals. Because you can go to plenty of churches that are big and just want to get bigger and bigger and bigger. But the question is, well, what do you do once they come in? Once people have committed to coming to the body, what are you doing to further their relationship, their walk with the Lord? And that is, you can do that in a home church. When people begin to come and recognize that when I walk through these doors, I hear truth. I hear sincere hearts. I don't see perfection. We're not going to be perfect, but I do sense a sincere love of the Lord here, and the next step is to say, I want that in my life. I've been going to church for years and years. Maybe I've never been to church once, but now that I'm here, and now that I'm hearing the truth of the Lord, what does it look like to follow Him? And so a part of the building that we're looking at is building in such a way that we can service the individual groups, service everybody as one, but then service the individual groups well, to just kind of help maximize the time that they have while they're here, to hear from different teachers, to help further them based on the point in their walk that they are in. So we have different Bible studies that are directed to different pockets of groups of people. And it's not that not everybody is welcome. It's just that sometimes, you know, on Wednesdays we're starting to meet with the retired gentlemen. And the reality is that those guys are different than the Chads of the world. And so, you know, they're not picking on you, but, you know, we've all been there. So it's just the difference in life. So just the sense that people continue to come through these doors because there is a drought in our country of somebody that's willing to stand up and speak the truth. Amen. And speak the truth in love. Yeah. You know, we don't have to beat anybody over the head with a Bible, but speak the truth in love. And people will respond. They'll come through the door, and, you know, we all know we're sinners. We all know that we have things that we need to address. But to be able to come someplace that they know week after week they're going to hear truth is something that's drawing people in, and we just, we're being called to address that now. Yes, sir.
I really appreciate the way the Lord begins to work in different ones' hearts in different ways. So the way I was trained and the way I grew up, and you'll see this in Scripture with Christ being born in the manger, God wasn't worried about the glitz and glamour of the world. And so I always had a very strong conviction that just wasn't something that I was drawn to. And I believe that was the same heart that Pastor Gary had. And so for years we've talked about a building. We've talked about a building for years. We just never felt led that it was the time that God wanted us to build the building. Now, there's different things along the way that we've been doing, moving towards when God would want us to. And so at different times, we would come together and pray, whether it was putting in the lift station, getting rid of the septic tank, getting rid of the drain field, leveling out ground, raising ground, cutting down trees, things that we've been doing for years. But at different times, we felt led, okay, this particular phase, we feel led, we need to do this. And we just felt the nudging of the Spirit in our hearts as the leaders of the church. And I can't remember exact times, but there came a point where Pastor Greg had brought it up again, and I just wasn't feeling led at that time. And the longer you walk with the Lord, the more you begin to recognize the nudging of the Spirit of God in your heart. And I prayed, and I just wasn't feeling led at that time. And so we shelved it. And you'll hear Pastor Gary say something like, well, let's shelf it for now. Let's come back to it, you know. And then some other time had gone by, and we started talking about the nursery, and we realized, okay, we've got to do something. And so that's when Pastor Gary had asked Pastor Greg to look into it, and he got with Bob. And from what I've heard, we have an ambassador. Don't we have an ambassador for the new building? I think it's Ellen. And so at that point, my prayer was, okay, God, I don't want us to have anything to do with this. I want this to be all you. And that's been my prayer from the beginning. I want this to be all God and not us as men. And when Mr. Bob came back with some of the different numbers that we're seeing on a Sunday, and we could tell that it was growing, you know. But I'm going to tell you now, we've never focused on numbers. We've only focused on proclaiming truth. And as God desires to build the church, that's up to the Lord. We just want to stay true to what he's called us to do, proclaim truth and minister to people. With that being said, I started praying about it before we met. I think it was last Tuesday, and I was just super excited, and I was rejoicing because God made it clear. The fact that we had outgrown the building to such a degree that we couldn't keep going the same direction. At that point, I realized, okay, God, you've made it clear. And I just praised the Lord because it was him making it clear, not us, like the burden resting on our shoulders, you know, as men. Now, there's times you have to make decisions as leaders, but this was one of the ones where I said, God, this has to be you and all you. And he made it clear in such a way that I was just praising and rejoicing in him. And that was a part of my prayer was, God, make it clear to us. And I feel like God really did that in the way he's brought the different families in. And we feel led to move forward at this time. So.
And Bob, I called you up the first service. I'm going to call you up this one, too. So the Lord had just laid on Bob's heart that, I don't know, how did God talk to you? Did he say, you're the guy? Is that what he said? He said, who would I send? You said, here am I, send me. Is that what you did?
Or? That wasn't the way it worked.
So it was more like a kicking against the goat, and then he pushed you into the stall, huh?
Well, it was kind of like making a decision that you guys have trusted in the Lord to make. He has to make that decision within you.
Right.
And I have some favorite verses. One that I used to rely on was John 4:24, worship in truth and wisdom. The second was Colossians 3:16, let the word of the Lord dwell in you richly. But when Pastor Greg and I met, and we had been talking about the new church building for a long time.
Sure.
And Pastor Greg asked me if I would put some analysis together to kind of clarify for him and the pastors so that they could see things in perspective and ask for God's will. Mm-hmm. I kept coming back to Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Mm-hmm. And that says that you should not lean on your own understanding, but trust in the Lord, and he will direct your path. So during this process, you know, I had built our last house 2 years ago, and I said, that's it. I'm no more. I'm too old. I'm not going to do anything. And it took me about 3 months, I guess, to put everything together and give to them. And about halfway through, what I thought was the analysis was going to show completely changed. Mm-hmm. And you know how the Lord will change you. You think you know you're going the right path. All of a sudden, he changes you. He changed the direction we're going to the final result, and he said, okay, now you're going to go build it. and said, well, you're going to have to give me the strength because I sure can't do it. And the more and more I went along, the more I got excited. And I said, I can do this, and I'm going to need everybody's help. We've all have to have input. We all have to pray and rely on the Lord to do this, and we can come through. In the past 3 years, we have grown adults in the church by 39%. We've grown children by 43%. Now, and that's people want to hear the truth. That's simple and plain. The people that come here and stay want to hear the truth, and they're hungry for it. And if you extrapolate that in the next 4 years, our growth is going to be adults probably in the 160 range, and children, I'm not even going to guess. You know, I told Pastor Greg, I said, here's the information, whatever God's will is, let it be, and then we'll go from there, and that's what we will do. And I just thank Pastor Gary for being the foundation of speaking the truth that leads us to this point. And we're going to need help from everybody, input from everybody in terms of how do you want your nursery to look, you know, all these things that us guys, that we haven't have a clue on.
So just get behind Ellen.
But that's where we're at. And, you know, we started a Bible study in about 4 weeks ago. I asked Pastor Greg to lead it, so that us older guys could end our lives on a positive note. Mm-hmm. And two things from that I drew. One, Pastor Gordon Elliott wanted to go out strong. Mm-hmm. Now I'm looking at that and I'm seeing a man 95 years old who has served the Lord all his life. And now his request is to go out strong, weak in health, etc. But I knew what he meant by that was his faith, mm-hmm. and continue, you know, in faith. Mm-hmm. And my dad helped build his church in 1934 and remained in that church all his life. Mm-hmm. And so, Lord just put it on my heart that for these two gentlemen to go out strong, at least I can try.
Well, I just want to let you know you're younger than Abraham when he was called. My mother-in-law used to say it's better to wear out than to rust out. And so we're going to wear out. And just really thankful. I know that a number of you also through the years have been giving to the Buildings Fund. And so we've never touched that money. So there's money in the building fund where you've given. We said, well, we'll put it in a building fund. We don't know when we're going to build. So this is the time. So, but I also want to remind you, too, that we've oftentimes said you'll never hear us asking for money. We won't give you any charts. We'll let you know when we're ready, when the money comes in, if the Lord supplies. If he doesn't, he's just telling us something else right now. But we're going to let him do the working in your hearts. We want the Spirit of God to lead you as far as what you're going to do, how you're going to give. That's between you and the Lord. We're not going to get in that mix. But we are going to continue to talk about building up one another in love and encouraging one another. And so every time you come through those doors, I would hope that you're involved in the construction of God's household. Amen. Well, Father, we give you thanks for this time that we look forward to these days ahead, but Lord, quite frankly, the greatest day is when we enter into your house, and we can hardly wait for that moment. We're so thankful that you've prepared a place for us, and that you're coming again, and you're going to take us home. A till that day, we are strangers and aliens, but you've made us to be a family here on earth. May we encourage one another and strengthen one another as long as it's still called today. We praise you in your name. Amen.
Amen.